This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome 5-Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only. Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase. This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome 5-Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only. Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
Hello, hello, and welcome to my final teaser of The Kirk Collins Show. My name is Kirk Collins, and I am your host. I am so excited to get this show moving along. So the goal of my show is to find interesting people and have their stories told. I want, you know, people who are going to make you laugh and make you cry all in the same episode. And I hope to actually listen to their stories and learn from them. People from all different backgrounds. But I also want to be able to express myself in the show and have different music that I love from artists that really the radio doesn't play. So you probably wouldn't be able to find it unless you're already a fan of that artist. I released a new comedy album called Inspired. And it was quite a journey because I released this album, which was basically just a live collection of my first couple shows that I did. And the response was great. You know, I learned a lot, like, okay, I could have edited a couple things to make it better. But it was really just like my first try at putting myself out there in a bigger way because as a comedian, it's really hard to even get booked. And then I work a full-time job. And so there's just a lot of factors going into it right now. But I think it really helped me. My album went number one on Amazon for the comedy albums chart. Went all the way up to number 55 on Amazon's album chart, which is all the albums. My goal was to have it chart on the Billboard charts for comedy album. And I kind of discovered along the way that my album really wasn't eligible to even chart, which is so annoying because I worked really hard to promote it and so many friends and fans bought it. And I really, really appreciated everyone buying it. It even climbed up the iTunes charts. It's had over 7,000 streams on Spotify. I mean, so the response has been amazing, but I didn't make the charts and I found out I wasn't eligible because my album wasn't 30 minutes long, so it's called, my album is actually considered an EP, which when, what's an EP, that means extended play, so it's in between a single and an album. So for the Billboard albums chart, it's, in the comedy section, it has to be an album. So that was very disappointing, pretty sad. I feel like, you know, that would have really helped me getting on the Billboard charts because then I would have had an accomplishment, like, look at what I did. But I'm still, I mean, if we really think about it, I still accomplished a lot. I, you know, put out album. I put out an album that went number one for a whole day on Amazon, over 24 hours. And it was number two for 8 more days. So, I mean, very incredible. I'm so thankful. And what a great learning experience. Because now, you know what my goal is probably? I'm probably going to do a deluxe version of my album. And once I have some more material and a real grasp on how to edit things, which I kind of already figured out now, thanks to this, you know, I'll be able to actually create something that I'm like, I thought my album was good, but now I'm going to be able to create something that I think is super funny, really well done, and where it's kind of not like, ugh. You know what I mean? Like, my album, so, like, for, I'll just give you an example. So, track two is called Fly Free, and it's actually, like, a 14-minute set that I did once, and it was a great set, but in the beginning, I messed up, and it was, like, a subtle mess up, but it just kind of throws the beginning off. You're kind of listening, and you're like, I'm not really sure where he's going, what he's doing. So, unless you really commit to listening to it, you might be thrown off, like, within the first 30 seconds, which, if anything, you know, any song you listen to, anything you do, the first 30 seconds is so important. So, that's something, I mean, whatever, I can't change it now because it's already out, and I'm so proud of it because you listen to that track and it's so funny. It really is funny, and it tells a story, and it's a story of me. Some of it's a little exaggerated, but you do that in comedy because, you know, not everything's funny just the way it happens, but you take your life experiences and you exaggerate them a little bit to make them funnier. But a lot of what I do say is actually true. This actually happened to me. This happened to me. Or it was rooted from another, you know, experience that I've seen. So it is really a great way to kind of get to know my personality, what makes me laugh. And I am proud of it. I'm proud of my album. I'm so thankful for all the support I received. And it's been amazing. So yay for that. You know, since this is just a teaser, I thought we would just talk about a couple things, try to get them out of the way. So, in the news today is Mel B drops the bombshell that she slept with Jerry Halliwell, who is Ginger Spice from the Spice Girls. And the reaction has been wild. Wild with a capital W, honey. Wild. But it's kind of funny because it's like, you know, Spice fans, we already kind of thought this was something that happened, you know? So, it wasn't like a big shock to us, but what is a shock is that the media is making such a big deal about it. Like, it happened over 20-something years ago, and you have Piers Morgan, who is somebody I just have never liked. I always found him just to be annoying and like, ugh, I don't like his shows. I didn't like him as a judge. It's just not somebody, you know, that I would spend my time watching. I just don't think he's a great guy. And it really shows off in this interview because this is like, so this is what you focus on, right? Like, you're going to focus on Mel B, did you sleep with a Spice Girl? And it's like, why are you not talking about all the accomplishments they had as women and how they break down so many doors and how they did this and how they did that and how they sold more records than any other girl band in the whole world still today? I mean, why not? That's what we should be talking about. Not like, oh, one time they had a romp and they're drunk. I mean, shit. If I was to talk about every romp I had when I was drunk, be here for hours. So it just seems really silly to me. Whatever. And then we have news, Jussie Smollett. All the charges were dropped, which... What? This story has been, I mean, what are the words you could say from the beginning of the story to today? What the actual fuck are we watching an episode of Empire? Like, what is going on? Is this real? Is it scripted? I am so confused. So if you're not familiar with the story, Jussie Smollett is a lead character on the show Empire. He is also gay. And he reported that he was attacked. You know, and he was attacked and said that people were calling him, like, you know, this is mega country and faggot and this and that, and that they poured bleach on him and they put a noose around his neck, which is very symbolic and horrible, mind you. So then it was like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. I can't believe this. What world are we living in? And then it was like, it comes out that, oh, he actually planned the attack with these two Nigerian brothers that were extras on Empire. You're like, what? What? You know, like, everyone's like, oh my God, we're so upset about the whole thing, and then you play on it? So then we're, like, even more pissed off. And, like, gay community, black community, like, what are you doing? These are fragile communities that already, like, have gone through so much shit, and this is what you're gonna do. This is what you're gonna put out there. Like, are you fucking kidding me? But then today, all 16 counts felony counts. He was charged 16 different things. Were dropped. What the actual fuck again? And he holds a press conference saying, you know, I wouldn't be my mother's son if what they're saying about me is true. And it's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? So my brain is just like, I don't even know. This is too much. What happened? What are you talking about here? So what really, at the end of the day, we still don't know what happened. We don't know the full truth. That's what I feel. I don't think we have the full story. And, you know, he says that he's been completely honest. I don't know that I can disbelieve him, you know? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I am gobsmacked, shook. I am just in disbelief. I want to know the truth. That's it. I want to know the truth. I hope Jesse didn't do it. I don't think he did. I think, I don't know. You know, was there a conspiracy? Did these brothers conspire to do this to him? And then frame him? I mean, shit. This shit is absolutely bonkers. So we don't know. We're still going to have to find out. Then now we keep having all these whispers about Miss Wendy Williams. You see, apparently she was found drunk today and taken to hospital because her husband had a love child with another woman. I don't know if it's called love child or, well, I guess, but like in the olden days, like if I'm watching Game of Thrones, so I think they'd call him a bastard, which is awful, 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 awful. That's not, you know, that's just, that's awful. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is, you know, Wendy, I love Wendy. Whatever their family's going through, we can just hope for the best for them. And, you know, if he did make this, if he did do this, you know, be a man, own up to it, be a good father to that kid, be a good husband to your wife, and mistakes happen, things happen, you know, forgiveness is so important. We have to be able to learn from our mistake. I mean, this is a big mistake, not a mistake, but I don't think life is a mistake, but it's just a tricky fucking situation. And then it's tricky for Wendy, who, you know, was just off her show for like 2 months. You know, now she says she's living in a sober home. I mean, woo, girl. I think sometimes, like, did you rush back to TV too quick? Are you under too much pressure? What is going on? Because at the end of the day, you need to be able to take care of yourself. And so, she's got money. She's got a great show. Like, you need to be able to take care of yourself. You need that to be the top priority. Not a show, not anything else. And it's easy to say that, right? Like, okay, for example, like if I need to work on myself, well, I can't quit my job. I can't just take a leave of absence. You know, I still have bills to pay. I still have things going on. So it's easier said than done. But you know what? You can still work on yourself. And you're, you know, if you're working and stuff, you're going to have to just find the time to really put in the work that needs to be done. And I think, you know, you can never judge someone for this and that. Or you could just give them compassion and understanding and hope that they receive whatever they need and that they find it within themselves to come out of this stronger than ever before. And that's really what matters. And, you know, this world we live in, it's a tough world. And especially when you're in the public spotlight, you're under so much pressure. You have everybody's eyes on you. Everybody has an opinion, including me, which if I didn't have an opinion, would I have a show? I don't think so. But it's fine. We all have to give each other a little bit more benefit of the doubt, a little bit more compassion, a little bit more love, and a little bit of understanding. You know, not everyone has walked the same path. And we have all had our own journey and our own troubles and our own things that have affected us differently. You know, so we have to be able to look from the outside with only half the story and kind of just give them the benefit of the doubt and just, you know, especially if you're like, if, let's say you're Wendy's friend, you know, let Wendy know, I'm here for you, I love you, and if you need me, I'm here. Otherwise, I'm rooting for you. And I think a lot of it is great to have a great support system. That matters a lot. But at the end of the day, you know, you have to love yourself. Your happiness is something that really, I believe, just you depend, like, what? I don't know. I think you're in charge of your own happiness. I think Michelle Obama said that, and I believe it. I believe it 100%. You know what? Like, things aren't working. Well, you have to take steps to find things that do work. And I could even talk about that in my own life. There's been so many times where I'm like, you know, this isn't working for me. This isn't working for me. And it's not like, you know, I wish that I could be like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to do this differently. I'm going to quit this or whatever. It's not that simple because it's like, oh, I need health insurance. Oh, I have bills to pay. You know, oh, I need PTO because I like to have vacations. So sometimes making a life change isn't as easy, but I think the first step is realizing you're unhappy, kind of creating a plan to change your current circumstance and trying different things so that you can reach a goal that will bring you happiness. And so many times in my life, I've tried different things and some have worked, some haven't. I've made a bazillion mistakes. I mean, but you know what? I wouldn't be who I am today if I hadn't taken all the paths that I've taken. So yeah, as much as I like want to strangle my younger self, be like, what the actual fuck were you doing with your life? What were you doing? You know what? It still was good that I went through those things that I went through because I wouldn't be who I am today. And I appreciate being who I am today. I appreciate my life. I appreciate the experiences that I had. And I know that I wouldn't be who I am. I wouldn't be able to look at people with compassion and love and understanding if I hadn't gone through the things I did go through, if that makes any sense. I'm not sure. Anyway, those are just kind of the current events that are going on pretty much as of today, kind of things that struck me. And, you know, I don't think my opinion really matters at all, but what I do think matters is a message of love, understanding, compassion. And, you know, we are all people at the end of the day with all different skill sets, all different backgrounds, all different lives. And we don't know what is going on in another person's day, you know, so, or not even day, just life in general too. So we really, I think, have to be more compassionate, not so quick to jump at people like, oh, you're doing a bad job. Oh, you're messing this up. Oh, this and that. Well, you know what? Yeah, they might be doing that. And, you know, to you, it might be like, oh, this is their job. Okay, that's fine. But you know what? There might be something bigger going on and this is an actual person. And I think of that because I was a server for a really long time. And I just remember days, you know, like, you're working and your life is, you feel like your life is falling apart, but yet you are trying to smile and be happy and, you know, serve these tables and get everybody everything they need. And this is like any job though, right? So you try to put your best foot forward, you try to fake it, and it, you know, sometimes you're just not doing a great job of faking it. Sometimes you're not doing a great job of putting your best foot forward because you can't, you know? And that's a right that you also have because you are a human, you know, and we all have our own experiences and whatever. Anyway, this was just a teaser. I didn't interview anyone. I really am looking for guests to come on my show. If you have an interesting story to tell, if you want to promote something, such as my new comedy album that is out everywhere, you can buy it on Amazon, you can buy it on Google Play, you can buy it on iTunes. It's called Inspired. It's a comedy album, which is live recordings of my show, and I really like it because it's, you know what, live, you know what they do when you listen to an album, it's recorded, it's, you know, try number 100, it's this and that. These are live moments. This was me performing, me being a new artist, me trying something new, and I'm really proud of the work that I did. So buy it, stream it, and know that it is something that was my first go at it. I had no help creating it. I had to figure it out myself. I learned a lot from it, though, and I'm so thankful for it, and I like it. I think it's funny. I think you'll laugh out loud. I think you're going to probably think I'm nuts, which is fine, because it's true. And, yeah, you know what? Life is too short. You know, we shouldn't take ourselves too seriously. It's important to learn to laugh at ourselves, and that's what I do. I laugh at myself, and I take the experiences that I've had in this world and make light of it. And some of it's a little dirty. Some of it's a mess. Whatever. You know, and there's a lot more for me to come. And I really hope this show ends up becoming a show, kind of like a little bit of Oprah, a little bit of The View, a little bit of Ellen. I want it to be fun. I want it to be inspiring. I want it to be thought-provoking. I want it to be where you hear from people that you normally wouldn't hear from, who have a story that you probably wouldn't hear. I want it to be songs that you probably wouldn't hear because you only listen to the radio and the radio doesn't really play these kind of songs. I want it to be artists that are going out of the box, that are trying different things, I mean, of course, would I like Britney Spears to come on? Yes. Would I like the Spice Girls? Yes. But I also want to explore the fact that, you know, you're a local drag queen. This is where you perform. Or you're a local comedian. This is where you perform. And how you got your start. What you do. Or whatever you do in your life. Because I think we all have stories to tell. Some are more interesting than others. Fine. But we can all learn from each other. And we all have a viewpoint. And we all matter. And I think that's what the show is about. And, you know, I really thank you for listening. And I hope everyone, you know, just remembers to laugh at themselves. Because life is too short. We don't know how long we're here, you know. So let's enjoy it. Thank you, everyone. And I hope you are getting excited. Because the first episode of the Kurt Collins Show will be coming out soon. Thank you for listening, everyone. Take care. Be safe. And laugh. Thank you.
This is Firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side like the awesome 5-Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only. Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase. This is Firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Introducing new Firehouse Pairs. Pair your favorite small sub with a signature side, like the awesome 5-Cheese Mac and Cheese. And remember, a portion of every purchase at Firehouse Subs goes towards helping first responders. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations only. Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.